You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's Energy Security Board is proposing what it calls a capacity mechanism that would see electricity generators, including coal and gas plants, paid to guarantee reliable supplies. Under the current arrangements, generators are only paid for the electricity they produce for the national market, which covers the East Coast and South Australia. Some of these generators have contributed to the recent anxiety about possible blackouts by cutting their output after a price cap was imposed by the energy regulator. The instability became so serious, the regulator decided to take over the market for at least a month. Now, the Energy Security Board is proposing generators be paid to be available when needed to boost supplies. The ESB says electricity demand is expected to more than double over the next 30 years. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the draft plan is the next step towards resolving the current problems.
It simply informs state and territory ministers and myself about the issues to be worked through. We'll be working through those in coming weeks and months. I'm very, very confident the goodwill that has been displayed around the table between state and territory energy ministers and myself will continue to be reflected, and we will develop a capacity mechanism which works for the task at hand, which is to ensure reliability as we undertake this massive transformation in our energy grid to being much more renewably focused.
The ESB says it's important any capacity mechanism includes a mix of technologies, including coal and gas. Their idea gives states and territories the final say on which generators are eligible for payments. Greens leader Adam Bandt says coal and gas corporations shouldn't be rewarded. He says paying them to stay in the system longer is going to prolong Australia's transition to renewables.
Coal and gas corporations are the cause of this energy crisis. They are not the answer. Paying coal and gas corporations to stay in the system for longer isn't just throwing good money after bad, it will make the problem worse. The answer is to stop these big coal and gas corporations gouging the public and businesses, and instead fast-track the switch to renewables, but help businesses and homes get off gas and on to cheap renewable electricity.
Mr. Bandt has also criticised Labor's plan to reduce emissions by 43% by 2030. He says if the target isn't higher, Australia will preside over the death of one of the seven wonders of the natural world.
Labor is bringing a weak target to Parliament that means the end of the Great Barrier Reef. Labor's target is not consistent with the goals of the Paris Agreement. It means more floods and worse fires than is necessary. Scientists have been very clear that Labor's weak target does not do what is necessary to protect the Great Barrier Reef or to protect Australia from the worst ravages of global heating.
Greg Diet, SBS News.